the group in totality. Are you liking what you're seeing so far out of your group?
I mean, they're developing, and that's what they need to do. But they've been doing a great job working, and they'll continue to work. And I like the group. You know, we had a couple good additions with the draft, and I think that's going to elevate everybody's game.
When Frank Reich says he's on board with running back by committee, mm-hmm. what does that mean to you?
It means that we're going to play a lot of running backs. Right? You're not going to have a bell cow, so to speak, a guy that's going to carry the load. I mean, we've got a lot of different styles. And I think anytime you have a lot of different styles, you want to try to utilize that, right? So you run one of the players with a certain style, and then you change it up the next series, and it keeps the defense on their toes. So that's what we would anticipate doing.
That's just the opposite of what they had last year with Frank Gore.
You're right.
Frank
you're
Gore
right.
The bell cow.
You know, I've coached Frank 6 years in San Francisco.
Like
so, yeah, I mean, he's a heck of an athlete, and in my opinion, a first ballot Hall of Famer. So you just don't make him like that. But, you know, we're trying to work with the young guys here, and it is a young group, you know, with the exception of Turbin. But they're all getting better. You know, I've been putting them through cone drills, trying to, you know, get better at change of direction, working foot speed, those things, and they're getting better.
One thing they've made clear, they want to get younger, which mm-hmm. they did, and quick, versatile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where does Robert Turbin fit in? Because he doesn't seem to be a lot of those.
Well, I mean, here's a guy that's got experience. So anytime you have a player that has experience, that can play short yardage and goal line, that can go in and play on third down, can pass block, I mean, those are tools that you need as a running back. We'll try to develop them in all of our players. I mean, I just don't want to say that Nyheen Himes is a guy that's going to split out in the formation. I mean, he's going to be asked to step in the backfield and pass block just like everybody else. I mean, I don't I try to coach complete players that can do everything. Now, can they do it? One guy may be better than the other. That's where you get your, you know, committee. So we'll see where that goes.
After watching tape of Marlon Mack last year, mm-hmm. what'd you come away with?
Well, I think he's an explosive player, obviously. You know, he played hurt all last year, and, you know, I commend him for that. You look at his pass block, and I thought it was solid. Could improve, but after I found that he had a torn labrum, I understood. So I'm looking forward to getting him out on the field. I don't think we'll get him until training camp. So he's going to be a little bit farther behind than these other guys as far as the change of direction, the foot speed, all of those things that we're working on in phase one and phase two. So he's going to have to catch up on those drills. But he's a good player, and it's going to be, you know, tough. You know, best player is going to be out on the field. So we're looking at that from all of them.
This by committee is mm-hmm. kind of the way it is, but do you have a preference on by committee or bell cow, or is it just whatever your hand is?
Well, I think you have to have at least two guys, you know, and we may end up having more than two guys that can play. But I think at least two guys. You'd like to have a guy that can play in a base situation. You can like a guy that can play in a nickel situation. I'm talking about third down situation that can pass block, can catch the football, those things. But with our players, I think they complement each other. And we'll just try to find the best role for them. But they're going to have to play all the roles, you know, at some point. And that's what we're trying to do as far as develop them, to play all those roles. And then we'll pick the one that plays the role the best and put him out on the field. But you have to have a backup at the same position. So that's why you have to develop everybody to do the same thing.
You're not there yet. That's what this process is for.
I think it's all development right now. And I'm pleased where they're at in the individual drills. So I'm pleased.
Obviously, a big part of coaching, obviously, is developing players. But
yeah.
This, even in this league, has got to be a unique situation, I would think. You have so many young guys.
Yeah.
Do you kind of relish that? And
I do.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my strengths as a coach is developing young players, giving them the tools to succeed. You know, teach them how to block. Teach them how to become quicker in and out of a cut. And that's why we work the cone drills. And I know some of you have been out there at practice seeing us working the cone drills, you know, trying to get better at change of direction. But, you know, I love coaching young players, you know, to be able to develop them and see where they start and how far they go. That's what I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a challenge because I'm used to it, and I look forward to it.
Yeah. fewer bad habits maybe at that stage of their career maybe?
Yeah, you just try to break those bad habits, right. You know, and teach them the good habits. Mm-hmm. And then you keep emphasizing those good habits. And if you keep emphasizing those, eventually you'll get them. And if you don't get them, then the guy's probably not good enough to begin with. Right. So, but they'll get it.
Frank, non-running back question about this roster. Frank Gore raved about you, but he just turned 35 years old. The fact that he's still doing what he's able to do, what are your thoughts today? He's still closing in.
You're going to be saying the same thing about me when I come out of retirement at 55. No, if you saw me move out there today, I'm not coming back. But I'm going to be able to do what he's been doing, you know, really the last 2-3 years. I mean, you just don't see it. And that just tells me that he is the player that everybody thinks he is or thought he is. And he is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, I hope. And I'm really looking forward to that.
There's a lot of players who are really good players who aren't coaching material. Mm-hmm. You've made the transition. What have you seen in Robert Mathis that might allow him to make that jump as well?
Well, I think he was a dynamic player when he played. So I think he's going to be able to relate with those young players, you know, because he's fairly young. He's not too far past his prime, and he's going to be able to relate to those players and be able to coach them and get those guys to understand what he's teaching. And I think the biggest part of it is the ability to teach and your players to absorb the information that you give them. And I see that in Robert big time.
You talk about how close he's only been out like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So the players know him.
Mm-hmm.
Your running backs know you? Did they know your history?
I think most of them do.
Okay.
All right. They know what the expectations are. All right. I lay it out on the, you know, board the first day they get in there, you know, what I'm expecting from them. And, you know, I'm going to hold them to my standards. And my standards were pretty high, you know, coming from the 49ers. And we're trying to develop that standard here. And I think they're buying into it, and it's about coming to work every day and, you know, being a blue-collar worker and carrying your lunch pail. I mean, we're not prima donnas back there. I mean, we want to be, you know, blue-collar workers, and that's what we're going to try to emphasize.
What is your coaching side? Do you coach? I mean, you were, you know, pretty tough SOB in your playing days. I mean, is your coaching style kind of similar?
No question. I mean, Frank Gore would tell you what my coaching style is, but I mean, I expect the same thing out of the players that I did, you know, from the same way that I approach the game. I'm trying to teach them their approach to the game is the same way. I mean, you want to beat your defender to the punch, and I think if you do that, I mean, the advantage goes into your locker, so to speak. So you know, it's just all the little things, the details, and being a detailed coach and coaching toughness. I mean, that's one thing that I demand out of the players is toughness, because I know one thing. I know that if you are coaching a tough guy, that tough guy isn't going to let you down. Over the years, and I've been coaching this, I think this is my 19th or 20th year. I mean, I've lost track, but I just know that tough guys don't let you down, and that's the things that I'm trying to develop in these young players.
Did you know when you were playing that you wanted to do this?
I did. As a player, I was kind of a coach out on the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, my 8 years with the 49ers, I had 4 different position coaches in 8 years. Mm-hmm. And Roger, Craig, and myself, we knew more than the coach knew. So our coach came into the room and says, hey, I'm not going to screw you guys up, so you guys know it, so you can teach me. But, I mean, that's the thing about staying in the same system. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You know, I was in that same system for 8 years and knew it inside and out, learned how to play the game the right way, learned how to develop standards, coming in every day, being the same guy, and trying to improve every day. And those are the things that we're trying to teach with our guys here.
Tom, we talked a lot about Hines, mm-hmm. Jordan Wilkins, the other draft pick. What stood out about him, and where does he need to work?
Well, I think they all need to have work. You know, I don't think anybody's refined at this point, but I just right now it's just seeing what they are, what they can do, how they move, their change of direction, how they take instructions. So that's where it's at right now. I don't think you'll be really able to tell anything until you get into training camp and you put the pads on, because that's where it's really going to, you know, guys are going to step up and they're going to shine when you put the pads on, because it becomes a little bit more of a physical game, and you got to show up every day. You got to show up every play, and the emphasis here is to play each play and win each play. And I believe that as a player, you can win every play that you play. If you take it one at a time, and then all you worry about is the next play, and you win that, and you do it exactly the way that you're supposed to do it, the way it's coached, I believe that you can win every play. Now, some players would say, no, you can't win every play, because that's what Frank Gore told me, all right, until he got in the system and he got coached, and, you know, he took it play by play, and he won a lot of plays. So I'm not saying you're going to win every one, but my expectations are to win every play individually.